Hello everyone, my name's Anouk.
And my name is Laura.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Welcome! This episode is especially dedicated to those of you that haven't started university in the UK yet. So you're thinking of joining a university in the UK, you've looked at the universities that interest you, been to the open days, perhaps already written the personal statements, or even just got accepted. But there is still one thing missing. What is that student life actually going to look like?
Yeah, so for me, this is a topic that I was really excited to discuss because even if it seems simple and self-explanatory, I felt like there were so many resources that were missing that were discussing kind of in depth what student daily life is like. And the one question I had and I was like dying to know was how my days were going to be structured and what were the assessments and a lot of other things.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like especially as an international student, you don't have like an older brother or sister or just a friend who's gone through university in the UK to share that with you. Which is why like we thought of doing an in-depth episode this week on what a day in the life of a university student in the UK actually looked like.
Yeah. So let's start by drawing on our experience of attending university and living in the UK as a student. Yeah.
So starting with the beginning of the day, yes. I feel like most of the resources we checked, we're talking about their morning routine. But honestly, I feel like everyone is different. So just don't take our example as like, you know, the unique example of how to start a day as a student. But for example, I generally start my day waking up 30 minutes before going. I have a coffee. I generally have coffee powder, so I bring it back, like I brought it from France, but I also buy it at like Tesco, Sainsbury, doesn't really matter. And I don't really have a breakfast in comparison to you. So yeah, that's my routine. Like it's quite like straightforward. Sometimes I like scroll my phone, but that's it, like honestly.
Yeah, I feel like I take a little bit more time in the morning, so I tend to wake up like 1 hour before going to lectures, kind of, so that I give myself the time to properly wake up, be in bed for like maybe 15 minutes, scroll on my phone, and then I have breakfast and get ready to go.
Yeah, sometimes I have breakfast, but it's not something, because I'm generally not really hungry in the morning, and if I eat a lot in the morning, I won't be hungry until like 3 p.m. So that's literally the only reason. But also, we want to like stress the fact that this can change throughout uni, and you shouldn't be worried if, like, for example, first year of university, you're not on top of it, you wake up quite late, you don't sleep well, or you just don't have this like nice routine at the start of your day. Because for example, like first year of uni, I was literally going to bed at like 3, 2 a.m. just because I couldn't sleep. And I would wake up a bit later because I would just be tired. And then I feel like this lasted for like 3 years, like up until my third year of university. And then first year of my master's, like I wake up at like 8 or 9 and I have this like a better sleep schedule, I feel. So it can change.
Like, yeah, I feel like it's very similar to me. So I think in first year, it was pretty chill because I, you know, had less hours, maybe less assessments. And so you've got to figure out how to structure your days. And yeah. I was also someone that really enjoyed, for some reason, doing my work in the evening rather than during the day. So I would kind of have a chill day, go to my lectures, not really do much. And then in the evening after dinner, do like my readings and stuff like that. And I feel like now it's the complete opposite. And I try and get as much done as possible before the end of the day so that I can have a chill evening. So I'll wake up maybe at like 9 or 8, go to my lectures, do all my work. And then by like 6 p.m., try and have everything done if I can. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the case in the most like busiest of times. But this is like how I try to structure my days.
Yeah, I feel the same a bit with like the work schedule and like organizing your like studies. I feel quite the same because like I'm generally the type of person that like work at night, but I used to be, and I haven't done that since the beginning of the year. Like I mostly work in the morning, afternoons, and then if I have to, I do it of course in the evening, but it's not something I want to do because I feel quite sleepy. So it definitely changes, honestly. Like,
yeah, I feel like it shows, yeah, that it can definitely evolve. And I think maybe the reason why we did work more at night is because in high school, obviously, you work, you got school till 5.
True.
And then you'll do your homework afterwards. So I think we were just maybe used to doing work in the evenings. And then obviously that shifted.
Yeah, no, for sure. And also something, some of you will probably leave quite far away from university. Some of you guys would just be right next to the campus. I feel it's also really important to talk about how to get to university, because obviously everyone has like a different living situation. First year of uni, I was quite far from the campus. I was living 45 minutes away. I had to take either a bus or just walk to university. And you really need to plan that ahead of time, because sometimes buses are late, sometimes you are late. So you definitely need to think about that. And I didn't really have the choice because I applied late.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you're living right next to campus, I feel that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I managed to secure a place that was near campus, and I was really, really grateful because it meant that I could sleep in a little bit more. I didn't have to commute. I just walked to uni. So that was definitely very helpful. I think in terms of accommodations, if you guys like to sleep in, sleep a bit more, I would definitely recommend an on-campus accommodation, because it means you can get to campus easier.
Yes,
and quicker.
Yeah. And we were really lucky because, like, first year of uni, obviously you're more likely to live in accommodation halls, but second and third year we're living quite like next to uni. Like, we chose on purpose to like be located right next to university campus. So it can also, like, you have the option second and third year. If ever it's not the case first year of uni, that's completely fine.
Yeah. And for those of you who are in London now, so
yes,
we've moved here, obviously the situation is more different.
Yeah.
You're less likely to walk to uni if you do but yeah, we're commuting, which I think most people do.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to take into account for your morning routine. You'll probably be adding at least 20 minutes of commute, if not up to an hour. It can be really long. So yeah, we have a couple of tips about commuting. I think the biggest thing is to live near a tube station, because I think it really helps, because it means you don't have to get a bus, because buses in London are less reliable than tubes a lot of the time. And so I think walking to a tube stop just makes it, you know, safer, and you know you'll get there on time because you're the one obviously walking.
You're less also likely to be impacted by strikes, because, like, recently at least there have been a lot of strikes, especially for buses and trains. I mean, tubes have been affected, but not as much as like trains and buses. And my brother lives basically, he's living somewhere right next to a train station, but he doesn't have the tube. Sometimes it's quite inconvenient in that, like, for the strikes, but also we're talking about like just the weekends. I know the tube run up until like 3 a.m. 4 a.m. I don't know, I think
it runs the whole night almost.
Well, okay, so that's so convenient, because there's like the
night tube, which is really good, and it's a couple of the tubes that do that. So I know, for example, Piccadilly does that, and we're on the Piccadilly line, which makes it really useful. So I think definitely checking as well if that tube station has good connections. Does it have the night tubes? Does it have multiple connections as well? Because it means that if one tube goes on strike, you can use the other one. So I think it's good to give yourself those options.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't tube, obviously that's completely fine, but if you can, try and prioritize that, because it'll really help in the morning when you're commuting. It'll be less of a worry, at least.
So yeah, so once you arrive at university, what does your day look like on campus? Like, I remember first year of uni, I had no idea what our life as a student would look like. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any idea about what a timetable would be, what lectures look like, how teachers would behave. I don't know if okay using our phones during our like classes, like all those questions that I feel you kind of like learn on the spot. And I feel it's good to have someone actually telling you what does the life of a student look like in the UK.
Yep. So we can dive right into it by firstly looking at kind of the timetable. And so during the week, kind of what does your day on campus look like? So I'd say it really depends on the course you're doing. So for example, we were doing communication and media, which is a Bachelor of Arts, like we said in the previous episode, more humanities. So definitely way less on campus hours compared to perhaps someone doing engineering or something else. We're saying engineering because we've got friends doing that. So yeah, way less contact hours because all of your assessments and stuff are probably, so for us it was coursework, so it's stuff that you do after lessons, whereas maybe if you're doing engineering, you'd have a lot of knowledge from the actual lectures that are going to be done in, like, that you're going to do in an exam situation.
Even as engineering students or like scientific students, I remember them telling me the first year was so chill in comparison to second and third year. So like, it will definitely be challenging in the sense that it's a completely different environment than high school, but it will be more chill than the second and third year, and you should enjoy the free time you have on the side, like, definitely.
Yeah, so looking at specifically the amount of hours, I'd say we had about like 8 hours, maybe 10. 10, I don't know, I'd say like 8 to 10 when we were doing our bachelor's degree. And then now, personally, I'm like 15 plus hours, I'd say. So yeah, it definitely changes from bachelor's to master's as well, but also from courses.
Yeah, and I also feel, you know, I had this question in mind, like, are we allowed to use our phones? Because, you know, like in high school, at least personally, like, we weren't allowed to use our phones during classes. And also, we were writing everything down, so we had no need to have a computer. But, like, once you arrive at university, I feel this change, like, a lot. Because you're allowed to use your computers. You need your computers because everything's uploaded online. Especially, like, post-pandemic, I feel like a lot of things are digital now. So, you have your computer, so obviously, you can use your phones, you know what I mean? Like, it's completely chill. Obviously, some teachers want, like the class to pay attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have WhatsApp on your computer now. Yeah. Like,
you definitely see people online shopping, going on WhatsApp. Like, it's, I feel like a lot of people do it. Obviously, I wouldn't say that. I've never gone on WhatsApp quickly to check a message, but yeah.
No, for sure. So it definitely changes a lot in that sense.
Yeah. And then during the lectures as well, something just to point out, it's something small, but I don't know if people are aware of it or not, but you get breaks during lectures, which is really nice. So some lectures can be like an hour, some can be two, but because usually lectures is like you're sitting down and you're just listening to a teacher talking, you're not really interacting, so it can get a bit tiring. And so since your attention span isn't that long, it's nice that after an hour, they'll give you a 10-minute break. So for me, it happens for every lecture that there's like 2 hours. And it's really nice because it means that you can go to the bathroom, maybe go get a coffee, stand up, walk around, just, you know, take a little break.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I remember, like, one, as part of my master, like the first module we had at the beginning of the year, I remember the teacher doing the 3 hours straight. She wouldn't do any breaks, and student complained like so much. So now we have like a break, all this, because that's normal. So I feel important. Like, exactly. And also, don't be scared if, like, for example, during classes, you don't note every single thing that the teacher says, because now, especially post-pandemic again, like, you have everything uploaded online, so the slides, but also sometimes pre-recorded or recorded lectures, so it's completely fine, I feel, to catch up on lectures. And yeah, everything's gone digital now, so it's quite easy in that sense.
Yeah, it has gone digital, but I want to say, in terms of taking notes, for example, a lot of people still take notes using like their, like, a textbook or like a notebook, something like that. And I feel like if that's something that you're wondering, because I know I was like, oh, should I buy some, you know, notebooks, notepads, or should I just use my computer? It's different. Everyone does their own thing. Everyone does whatever they feel more comfortable doing. So if you're wondering, just do whatever you want to do.
And also, like, talking about assessments, I feel it's something that we definitely want to talk about, you know what I mean, that we wonder as a first year student. So assessments are very different, I feel, like, depending on the field you're also studying. So for us, it was mainly written assessments. We had one time a quiz as a BA, I'm talking, like, during our bachelor's. But you can also have, like, exam, lab reports for scientific student mainly. Yeah, you have very different. You have coursework sometimes, or you're meant to prepare, for example, something for seminars, because you have, like, lectures that generally are 3 hours straight without much interaction. But then seminars are, like, I would say an hour up to 1 to 2 hours, where you generally interact with the teacher, they ask you some questions, so generally they ask you to prepare something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so for the seminars, I'd say usually, at least for us, what we were doing is that we'd have some readings to do before, so you might get, I'd say, like, 1 to 2 readings, usually between, like, 10 pages to 20 pages, something like that. And then either they'll like send you some questions to answer, or you'll just discuss it kind of in class. And what's good about seminars is that they're like smaller groups. So whilst lectures is the whole cohort, so you're maybe like 50 plus, maybe 100, this is like maybe 20 students.
Yeah.
So it's easier to speak up, especially in lectures where you're not asked to speak up, but also you might be more scared to, because there's a lot of people. I think it's a very, like, it's a safe space where you can just talk about and apply what you've learned in the lectures.
Yeah, definitely. Seminar. It's more human size. Also, some of you might wonder, what is this final project that you have, like, at the end of your undergrad or postgrad degree? Again, that can, like, be very different according to the, like, field or just the degree that you're studying. You can have, generally, it's like a dissertation, but you also have, like, reports. Some, like, degrees, for example, like journalism, they give the option to student to produce, like, a documentary. So it's very different, honestly, like, and you shouldn't worry about that first year of uni. Like, that's definitely something for third year. And finally, group works. I feel like everyone have a say for that section.
Mixed opinions.
Yeah. So group works, generally you assign or you choose a group, but generally they're assigned to you. So you can work with very different like personality traits. So either you like have the group of your dream where you basically everyone matches their personality and like put the work down, but sometimes, you know, it can be a bit conflicting because everyone has like react differently, start working at a different pace, like a different time. So it's, you can have like different group dynamics, but it will definitely help you, you know, on the workplace when you will be assigned a team and you will have to work with those people. So you definitely shouldn't, you should just try and listen to your, like teamwork, like...
Teammates,
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, yeah, as you said, it's a really good skill to have, so not shutting yourself off to group work is important, because you will most likely have some point in time where you'll have group work, even though it's just, even if it's just one during those 3 years or 1 year, like, it'll still be something that you'll have to experience. And you can make good friends with people from your team, so honestly, I think it's a great experience. And then another type of assessment you could have, I think we previously mentioned it, is exams. So obviously every course doesn't necessarily have exams. We personally didn't, which we were very happy about, because we were very happy doing just assessments. But now this year I'm doing marketing, and I definitely have exams, and I've been through exams now. And they usually take place before or after the holidays. So that's something to look into. So for example, if you're booking your holidays, make sure to see if it's after the holidays. You might have to spend a little bit of that time studying for it, so keep that in mind, because I don't think that's something you really realize. But if it's before your holidays, then you work a lot and then you finally get a proper break, which is nice. And for those of you who don't have exams, the time that other people would have exams, you probably have your assessment deadlines anyway, so it's not like your coursework deadlines, sorry, so it's not like you don't have anything to do. Okay, and then just moving on as well to what else you can do during the day. So other than we've mentioned lectures so far, seminars, something else that I think a lot of people, students do, is like go to the library. So going to the library is really great to like focus on your studying. I really enjoy going there because I feel like once I'm there, I'm really productive, because at home there's more distractions. And usually you'll have like one, if not more, libraries on campus. So there's definitely loads of options. And if it's not a library, it can also be like a study space. A lot of universities have like random study spaces all around campus. And it's actually really fun to kind of see where they are, because some are really like really cozy and they're really nice.
Yeah, and I feel also like I wasn't used to go to the library, you know, before, like in high school, I was always studying at home. And I feel that especially at university, because you can sometimes have like noisy flatmates, or you just hate working in like your home environment. So library is a good option, definitely. And I feel that we talked about exams or assessments. You can also just like prepare for your exam and assessments at library. And then once you get back home, you let's separate those environments, you know what I mean? Like, it's a study space at the library, and then once you go back home, you just chill a bit. Like, so yeah, I feel like libraries are really good, because you have like quiet areas, like just to like silent spaces
spaces are really good to focus like, on study.
They're just focusing on it, and like you have the main area where people are just, you know, talking. Sometimes you have noise at the background, but it's still like not that much of a big deal. So I feel
and as Laura said, like during your assessments, like it's like the best place to go, I think, and every student knows that, and that's why usually libraries are like fully packed during that time.
And I feel that's something really important to talk about, so we mentioned like the morning routine, like a breakfast, is definitely like how you organize yourself with the food, like what you're eating at lunch or at dinner. I feel it's really important to talk about that, because as a first year student, you might not have, like, you might never have cooked. I wasn't the type of person that liked cooking before going to university. So I had to learn how to cook, and I feel the pandemic was good in that sense, because I had a lot of free time for me, and I was staying at home a lot of time. So I just learned how to cook in the meantime, and my diet wasn't really good. So I feel that obviously first year of uni, you need time to adapt to like this new environment. I don't expect to have like, for example, the best diet ever, because I was eating a lot of snacks, and I was, because I was living so far away, I was just eating, you know, pasta once I get back home because I was just tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, I feel like that food is really important because it's what's going to like energize you throughout the day. And so taking a good lunch break is really important. And there's loads of different options. So for example, if you live close to campus, you can choose to go home. That's personally what I did. You can also buy some food on campus. So there's a lot usually of like maybe like a cafeteria style thing, like a canteen maybe. There's also just little restaurants and they're really good because they've got a lot of food choice options that are quite student friendly, and they've got student friendly prices as well, so that's really good. And then you can also just bring food in, but that's definitely something to remember as well in the morning, to like pack your food lunch, maybe cook your food in the morning or in the evening before. So they're things to take into account as well. But yeah, food is a big part, I think, of the day as well, because it's a break during the day, it's a moment to like get energized. You can also eat with like course mates, so yeah,
definitely. And also I feel that living with other people just inspire you in terms of like what to cook, and keep you on track sometimes, because when I was living alone, you know, I didn't have anyone, like basically living with flatmates encouraged me to cook well, you know what I mean, or just cook like having a good diet in general. So I feel it's always like nice, and also seeing international cuisine like from different countries, that's so mm-hmm. nice as well.
Okay, so that's it for this episode. We hope this gives you a quick overview of what a day in the life of a student looks like and has helped you answer any questions you had. If there's anything we forgot to cover, please don't hesitate to contact us on social media, on Instagram at ISV Podcast, and listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also Google Podcasts.
See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.